The term Canadian wine was once synonymous with sticky syrup and a wicked hangover. But Canadian wines are now selling well and winning international awards. Across the South Okanagan region of British Columbia, acre after acre of desert land is now sprouting grapevines. Competition for customers is fiercer than ever, and as food writer Don Genova found, a few winery owners are trying some unusual marketing twists.
Sounds in this hallway going up to the pyramid are especially beautiful because of the resonation. When you speak, you hear the echo off the walls, and everyone is always enchanted by the candlelight.
Most pyramids are found in the Egyptian desert. This one is at an organic winery, the Summerhill Pyramid Winery near Kelowna, British Columbia.
Dimensions are based on an 8% replica of the Great Pyramid, and it's the same angles as the Great Pyramid. It's also oriented to true north, just as the Great Pyramid is.
Stephen Sipes is the proprietor of the winery. He's a New York City real estate developer who escaped to the calm of this valley to raise his children. He believes the two pyramids he built here have the power to somehow improve the quality of the wines he ages in them. While he says they're not scientific claims, he's fond of telling visitors how the vortex created by the pyramid can change the properties of foods and liquids placed within it.
For instance, if you put raw milk in here, it will turn to yogurt. It won't rot. If you put meat in here, it'll petrify. It changes the flavors of liquids. That's the most amazing thing. It brings out the qualities or bad things about it, whatever they are.
Skeptics can joke about it all they like, but this guy is good for the Canadian wine industry. His sparkling wines have won champagne awards in France. He's bought specialty equipment for organic grape growers to share so they can keep their businesses going. And during peak tourism season, up to 3,000 people a day visit the winery. As we left the pyramid, we stopped by a large crate heaped full of grape stems, skins, and seeds left over from this year's harvest and crushing process.
Nice to feel a touch of it, eh? It's probably healthy for your skin just to play in this stuff, eh? These are the leftover seeds, and they call them pips, that compost didn't put back in the soil. But now we're going to use the phenolics and the resveratrol that's buried in these.
Absolutely nothing here is going to waste. I traced these grape leftovers to downtown Kelowna.
Oh, great. That's our first harvest of stems right here. Okay, so they've been drying up at Flying to Farms here, so now these we're going to use in the exfoliations, but these got to be milled here and ground so they're not quite so slivery.
That's Deborah Pender, owner of the Beyond Rapture Spa in downtown Kelowna. She's recycling the Summerhill Winery waste in her new vinotherapy treatments.
Exfoliations. So let's just go ahead there, Toby, and...
Her assistant is pounding some grape seeds into a scrub mixture for my exfoliation and massage.
So what we've done here is we've taken the pulps and the pips, and we just take a handful of it, and then we're just apply it onto the body. Can you feel the exfoliation, Don?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm in grape heaven. The warm scrub smells and feels good, but vinotherapy is supposed to be good for you as well. The therapy was developed in the 1990s by a pharmacology professor at Bordeaux University in France. The first vinotherapy spa opened in Bordeaux 2 years ago, and when Pender heard about it, she thought it was perfect for Canada's wine country.
Well, this is exactly all the stuff about spaing that is so important. And with the skin care, we get a lot of people with a lot of skin problems in here. And here right now, Summerhill is just throwing away their waste, the byproducts, so we can use it, and it's beneficial to us as humans. I just thought that was really interesting.
Days later, my skin was still feeling soft and smooth. Bookings for the treatments have been brisk. Pender is developing a line of take-home vinotherapy products, such as soaps and lotions. Stephen Sipes is talking about building a spa at the Summerhill Winery, near the winery's restaurant. Pyramids, vinotherapy, food, and wine. Not a bad place to eat, drink, and be cosmic. For Living on Earth, I'm Don Genova in Kelowna, British Columbia. ¶¶